Blog Talk Radio.
What are you, new? Can you hear me, Mike?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Dude, I can hear you loud and clear. Real quick for the people listening to us, you're here, and don't ask me what happened. The board was talking back to me, so I had to unplug everything and just put the mic and everything back in. But you're here live on Scoop Slam Radio. Because when you go live, Mike, you have to put all the information on, so it just says Scoop, and then it's... what's going on? And then you have to put who's coming on, and I just put Iron Hooks. So it's just, or else everybody would have still been waiting. But we're so professional, you know what I mean? The people from Iron Hooks are like, oh my god. But anyways, we're here live on Blog Talk Radio. Got my man Mike, and we'll bring him in right now. Don't forget, you can check out Scoop Slam every Tuesday. We're going to talk some MMA. We're going to talk some jiu-jitsu. We're going to talk some judo. We're going to talk everything. Mike, because we, as you know, we got Eddie coming in from Iron Hooks to talk a little bit. He came down to the Lucha Show. So we're going to have him coming up in about the 15-minute mark. And then the guys, you know, the guys we had on last, Nathan Noss and Dr. Wagner, they're going to come in and sit in on the news because there was so much going on at WrestleMania, so much I want to talk about, but just want to let everybody know what the game plan is. But over here, the man, why he hires me to do the podcast, I have no idea. I have no idea. And you know what, Mike, it's funny because on the board that you give me, there's a thing that you push a button that says pleasure, and it sounds just like the Barry White theme. You know, I'm out of love or whatever. So I was going to play that for you, and I couldn't even hear you through the board, so I had to switch everything else. So I'll give you this. You know what? I'll give you this instead. This will be your entrance.
Why, hello there, and welcome. <There you go.
laughs> Michael Parks, everybody, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, first I apologize. This crazy California heat got my sinuses messed up. But welcome you guys to another episode of Scoop Slam Radio. Tonight our show's going to be on fire. I'm fired up about this show. I can't wait to have Iron Hooks on, and I can't wait to talk MMA, jiu-jitsu. You got UFC 300 coming up, and geez, you talk about a weekend of awesome pro wrestling last weekend. Man, we got so much to get into. This show's going to be action packed and it's going to be on fire, bro.
Boring. I don't even want to get into it yet because I have so much to talk about. You know, I would even much rather more talk about that than the show at Lucha Libre Alliance on Sunday. Lo and behold, Rudo Ram turned out to be me. I couldn't believe it. I don't know how.
It was a shocker. Total shocker. I gotta tell you,
man, I gave Guyam a beating. I mean, because it for the people listening to us back in the day, Enigma and Guyam, when they were teaming and all that, and Sergio and I, the Unholy, were coming up through the ranks. Dude, they gave us a beating. We were at some club in downtown Long Beach or whatever, and we wrestled them, and they just gave us a beating. And we always say, hey, bro, we don't get a rematch. So lo and behold, 20 years down the road, I finally get my chance, so I had to take full advantage. But, you know, I hate when people go on, like, and we got Eddie coming up from Iron Hooks, and you know, I hate when the guys go in there and they go and they lose and they go, well, you know, I had an injury and all that. And I'm like, you know, don't be making excuses. So I don't want to make excuses, but dude, I really messed up my right elbow and my shoulder at work. You know, I had this lady, she was still under sedation and all that. And I'm trying to put her in the wheelchair so we could take her to a different department. And I tell her, don't sit down yet because I haven't put the brake. Bam! She sits down and starts to fall. I tried to grab her with my right hand, and she had to be clocking in at about 3 bills, and it just twisted my hand and messed up my elbow. Like, I had a little golf ball size swelling on my elbow and my shoulder. No excuse, bro. I mean, I took it to him or whatever.
No
excuse. He got the best of me. So, yeah. So, you know, that's cool. So I've been getting messages, and I've been getting emails and all kinds of stuff for the last 2 days. Mike, I think I saved a couple so I can show you. Well, dude, what's next? You know, you got your – because you know the ultimate disgrace is losing your mask. You know, so it's like you
right.
you got your mask taken, you blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, you know, no problem. So I will disclose the future later on after we do the wrestling segment. But not only that, we have what's the word, Mike? Did gears into going back into the roots of you know, judo and jujitsu and grappling and all that, because I've reunited a lot of my friendships and everything with everybody. So we got our plate is even more full now, right?
Yep. Heck yeah, man. I'm excited.
Yeah.
You know, this is uncharted territory for me. So,
yeah.
You know, just to be able to get into it and meet folks and start, you know, gaining relationships is awesome. So, you know,
right.
I can't wait.
Well, you're probably going to have to pay your dues like Sergio did, because Sergio was my fall guy, because he was always like, bro, I can do this, and I'll put this guy to sleep, and I'll do this.
No. We're going to stop that all right now. Nope, don't stop that right now. I'm not playing Crash Test Dummy for you. That's not going to happen.
We did a live broadcast from Gracie Ibarra and Corona, and it was Ronda Rousey's mom. And she, because I didn't believe in judo. I thought, dude, you got to have your grappling and all that stuff or whatever. So we actually stayed for her seminar. And dude, Ronda Rousey's mom is Ronda 8 times, you know, energized more or whatever. So
wow.
I'm like, That crap don't work, dude. So she's doing the seminar, blah, 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 and going through the stuff and all that, which was pretty cool. And I'm like, hey, I mean, that's good. You can, you know, toss the kids and stuff. But what about this guy right here? And she goes, yeah, no problem. And she scooped him up and fuck, I tell her. So it was the best thing I've ever seen. So you could say whatever you want right now, but if you want this to be a success, we're going to have to work something out or whatever. So just be ready.
No, not happening.
Ladies and gentlemen, this will be Michael Park's last podcast. So if anybody out there would like to come in and take his place or whatever, even though he owns the company, hey, man, we'll bring you in. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, you know what I saw, which was cool? I saw a video of it was a
porn?
No. It was a jiu-jitsu tournament, and the guy – there was a guy in a white gi and a guy in a dark gi. And the guy in the white gi grabbed the dude in the dark gi. And instead of him trying to break his, you know, take his hand off, he took his own gi and wrapped it around his hand and then went underneath. And he wrist locked him.
Yeah.
And I mean, he tapped so quick. And I'm like, oh.
Mike,
what the hell?
This is why I hate that gi so much, because there's so many different things. Well, just like when we went to Anaconda Academy, and, you know, I as a wrestler, I like to shoot in or whatever, try to get that single leg or whatever, but which I did not expect at all. Marvin Varela grabbed the back of the belt and gave me the Uchimata open. Just like I shot in, next thing I know, I just went blam and was on my back. Because he was able to grab the belt and flip me over. So there's so many, you know, you're thinking I'm going to do this, but this happens because there's so much going on with that gi and the grips. And, you know, I got arthritis and I'm an old man, dude. So I'm going to try to make as many excuses as I can. So you know what I'm saying, dude? It's a whole different ball game when you're in that gi. And Dello always used to tell me, he goes, dude, the day you stop – Warren, get that mindset out and just listen to what I'm telling you and showing you, you'll be fine. And it you know, it worked for a while, but it's, you know, as soon as I see him, he's going to do, why are you not here? You have to keep going or whatever. So I'll probably get choked out next time I see him, which is going to be pretty soon. So anyways, Mike, let me go ahead and take that quick break since we're slacking, bro, and we're already behind because I had to go live and unplug the board and everything. So let me go and take that break so we can get Eddie in here. It's funny how everybody was Eddie on Sunday, huh? It was Eddie from Iron Hook,
exactly.
Eddie from Lang Jiu-Jitsu, and Eddie, the owner of about a thousand Eddies. Yeah, it's crazy, huh?
Exactly.
And, you know, I kept saying Lang Jiu-Jitsu. It's Lang Sang Jiu-Jitsu, or if you're Mexican, Lang Song Jiu-Jitsu or whatever. So we'll make sure when Eddie gets in here, we'll get the correct pronunciation. Real quick before we take that break, Mike, did you happen to check out the website and see the Cal State Long Beach gear that they had?
I was waiting to say that to you when we got him on. I'm like,
that was cool.
Yeah, I didn't know that Long Beach State had their own jiu-jitsu club.
Well, so see, this is like, a good thing why we're having him on, bro. I didn't, and when I saw that, I'm like, dude, that is cool. That's some cool gear. So let me take that break. Take the break. We'll get him on here, and we'll talk a little bit about this. He's probably right now going, man, I'm trying to listen to the show to see when I come on, and all I hear is this. Be right back. All right, Mike, bring us in with your – ladies and gentlemen, it's me, Michael Parks. Go ahead, bring us in with that.
Are we ready to bring a guest in?
Yeah. He's calling – I just sent him a text to call, so we can do your Barry White intro.
I'm not doing that again.
For the people listening to us here on Scoop Slam, dude, how often do we fight about the name? I'm like, dude, Scoop Slam, it sounds like two scoops of razor. Dude, I'm telling you, and we go back and forth on that. Well, AJ should be wrestling just some Speedos with the and we go back and forth constantly.
All the time. You know, well, now I gotta say what's funny is I ran into your better half and your daughter, and
oh,
we were talking at the show. And so we were talking about some of the texts that you send me. And I'm like, yeah. It's like, I see them on Wednesday, and next thing you know, I'll get a text on Thursday. I haven't heard from you in 2 days, man. What the hell's going on? And I'm sitting here thinking, I'm thinking to myself, what is wrong with this kid? And that Vine goes, he shows me some of the texts that you send and sends you. And you have patience, Mike.
You have no idea how much trouble I get when she sees it. You don't talk to him like that, but on the line with us right now, Ed. Okay, is it – we have so many Eds. Ed, is it Ed,
no, this is,
Eddie?
This is Chris. Chris from Iron Hooks. I'm actually the owner of Iron Hooks. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Eddie's my content guy. He's like the wizard with the camera.
Ah, okay. So
that's
Chris,
my guy.
You're the one that we met at the end of the show, and when I went to give you a pat on the back, it was, hey, Mike, you know when you hit like one of those oak trees or whatever? that's what it felt like. I went,
oh,
all right, man. Hey, I walked out and I felt the tingle up in my shoulder, man. It's a big dude. So, okay. Anyways, Chris, I'm sorry. Real quick, for the people listeners, you're here. You're at Scoop Slam Radio, and we're going to be talking to Chris from Iron Hooks right now. So much going on in the world of – and so many questions and so many things that I would want to talk about. But real quick, the owner and the proprietor of not only the Pacific Wrestling Alliance, but the Scoop Slam Radio, Michael Parks. Mike, say hi to Chris, who we met at the show Sunday.
Chris, what's going on, man? Good to have you on the show.
How are you doing, Mr. Parks? I met you the other day. Yeah, that's a big dude right there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, you know, that's why I got to stay in line, man. You know, if I get too crazy, I'll be in trouble.
Yeah.
Bobby, can we cut to the chase? Can we
go
talk
for
about it?
It?
Chris, we were both on the website, and, you know, we both live here in Long Beach, and
right.
I couldn't wait. I mean, all day long, when I saw that you guys have gear for Long Beach State and their club, I was like, I can't wait. And then Favi just blew it up in my face because he was thinking about the same thing. And we were like, dude, that is so bomb. How did that
man? Let me just tell you. So with Iron Hooks, you know, it started off with my – I trained jiu-jitsu for over my – I'm going on 13 years, you know. I've had my black belt for almost 3 years, and I'm going I'm going to get my first stripe in December, I believe, for 3 years as a black belt. So, you know, I really fell in love with this. And, you know, you meet a lot of great people going up in the years, you know. And I ran into a couple of guys that went to Cal State Long Beach. And they hit me up, you know, like, hey, can you make us some gear, you know? And I'm always willing to help out, you know, everybody that comes up to me, you know, if I can make them gear, you know, I'll make them gear. So, you know, I'm always here to support the jiu-jitsu community. And as Iron Hooks, it was one of these brands, like, you know, you had a handful of brands in jiu-jitsu. It's a very small market, you know. And I was like, you know, I keep buying the same stuff over and over. You know, why can't I just come out with something that makes sense to me and something that the people could relate to too as well? You know, like, you know, being from Carson, Long Beach area, coming up, it was a great thing. It was a great opportunity for me, and that's why I'm trying to, you know, keep pushing and you know, work with these schools and clubs.
Yeah. Now, your black belt, is that from Langsang Jiu-Jitsu, or is that from Brazilian Top Team?
He is a lineage. Our lineage is Brazilian Top Team. My head coach my cousin Michael Langsang is the head coach at Langsang Jiu-Jitsu. And yes, I did get my black belt. I went from baby white belt all the way up to the big boy black belt. You know, You know.
It's crazy because, you know, I live well, first of all, don't let me correct you. Okay, I live in Signal Hill. Mike lives in Bixby Hills. He got a big house over there, so don't let him
We're trying to get there.
Right here where I live, which is on Orange and 33rd, across the street, there was somebody who had a Brazilian Top Team sticker on the back for a long time. And then about a year and a half ago, they had the Langsang sticker on the back now. So did a lot of people from BTT start there and then went over there?
Yeah, you know, the politics happen, you know, things happen.
Which
you
is
know,
part
through,
of it, yeah.
Through the years, you know. And it got to a point where, you know, my head coach Michael decided to go on his own and try to make a name for himself, you know.
Yeah.
That's what happened basically. You know, we're I'm part of Langsang Jiu-Jitsu, but at the same time, you know, I support all facets of jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter where you're from. You know, it's
all
love. You know, it's not that whole old school mentality where, nah, man, you're from that school, nah, you can't come here or blah blah blah.
Yes.
You know, that BS.
Yeah.
You know, because
it's all love.
You know, when you meet people from different academies and stuff like that, you know, it's all love, and it's like, you know, we roll.
Yeah.
We try to kill each other, but at the same time, at the end of the day, we shake hands, show some love, you know? That's what it's all about,
sure.
You know?
Well,
especially if you wanted to grow, anyway.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately for Mike, he's has to listen to all my stories and all that because I've been doing it for a long time. I mean, I worked for Tap Out for 7 years and came up, and then I worked for Ed Sorres for when he had Sinister Gear, and then I've been on the mat for a long time, but here's the thing. Now I'm gonna wrap it up because Mike's tired of hearing it because he has to hear it every day. Well, first of all, when we were with Tap Out, what stands out to me the most was 2007 because that's when Tap Out was at the height. Did you ever used to see Tap Out locals? Their gear, they had the Mexican.
I had Tap Out gear. Come on.
Yeah, that was me.
That was me and my partner
Sergio. So we used to go with them to WEC back at the Hard Rock because he'd say, okay, look, you guys need to sit behind us because if the Spanish news stations come or whatever, you need to translate for us, blah, 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 whatever. So that's when they were at the peak. And I was telling Mike, back then, we didn't even have to look for guests. You know what I mean? We just they would call us and say, "Hey, bro, can we get on?" You know, even Eddie Bravo, he's like, "Bro, you know, I got a new dojo. Can we get on?" I'm like, "Yeah, man." We never had to worry about it. And then when everything kind of fell apart and we went to Sinister, he sold his brand, and then we went to On the Mat. Now, I have learned so much from On the Mat and you know, just the jiu-jitsu lifestyle and in the community. So when you say stuff like that it's all love, when the pandemic hit, okay, Scotty called me. He says, "Hey, bro, I got to pull the plug on the podcast, you know, because, you know, we're not selling nothing, blah, blah, blah." I'm like, "Absolutely no problem." So about 2 weeks later, I guess he was getting calls from all the people from the jiu-jitsu community and saying, "Hey, bro, you know, we would like a vehicle to get our stuff out there. What can we do to get everything back?" So just to show that, you know, that jiu-jitsu community is so has so much love or whatever, that they called and got me back on the air with On the Mat. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just a sport. It's like a lifestyle, right? Is he still there, Mike? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Chris, can you hear us?
Okay. Chris, can you hear us?
Uh-oh.
You know, maybe Chris said, "God dang, he talks too much. I'm gonna have to put him on pause." I see him.
Can you not hear me?
Yeah, now we just
back
on. Go ahead.
Okay,
now we
bad.
Got
my,
you.
My shit's fucking tripping. But my bad. Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned Tap Out, because I feel like, you know, that they came from nothing, selling, you know, their gear out of the trunk. And that's basically how I'm coming out of, you know. I'm coming out of, you know, shows here and there, selling stuff out of my trunk, you know what I mean? And it's great that the pandemic's over and that I could go to these great events and promotions, you know. Like I just came back from Arte Suave Elite. They did a great show up in Anaheim, you know. And, you know, we got Spar Stars welcomed me with open arms up in Commerce Casino. They're having the MMA fights over there. It's awesome over there. So, you know, it's a great thing that we could, because the way I see it is that to promote a brand, or for me to get out there, is I got to meet the people. You got to see what it's all about. You know, you can't just be like, "Okay, I'm going to post something on the website, and can you please buy," you know, like that's not how I see it. I want to be there, feel the energy. And then I want them to see that I have the same energy as them and the same love for the sport that they love, you know? So that's why I'm trying to build that brand up as that. I'm not just a random dude just trying to sell some jiu-jitsu gear, you know what I mean? I live and breathe this stuff, and that's why I do it, you know? So.
Mike, you see what I'm talking about? And Mike and I are always talking about that. We have to put into it. It's work. Like, it's just like in wrestling. You can't just throw a ring up and have a bunch of wrestlers. You have to put into it. You got to promote and, you know, show the people, you know, your product. And it's a lot of work. Go ahead.
It's about it. You got to be about it. You can't just do it. This is a game that you cannot just be, "Okay, I'm just going to post up and just sell something." You know, people have to know that you're about it, you know?
Absolutely. Real quick, for the people listening, you're here. You're at Scoop Slam Radio. Don't forget, you can check out Scoop Slam Radio every Tuesday, usually on from 7 to about 8:30. I screwed up with the board, so we didn't get on until about 7:05. But we're talking to Chris from Iron Hooks, fight clothing company, and talk a little bit about just the jiu-jitsu lifestyle and what it's all about. And, you know, talking about things happened or whatever, I don't see as much today, but even when I was with Tap Out, when Sergio and I were with Tap Out, we had a few doors closed in our face. Like, we'd say, "Hey," we'd go to a dojo and go, "Hey, bro, you know, we'd like to come and do a live broadcast, you know, and get you out there so we can get the word out about jiu-jitsu." "Oh, no, we don't have time for that," or whatever. "Okay, cool, no problem." But Charles, you know, Charles Mask Lewis would always tell me, "Dude, don't ever take it personal." Yeah, he'd say, don't ever take it personal, dude. Just, you know, that's going to happen. And you should see how much haterism I got, you know, as being the owner or whatever. He said, "Don't even worry about it. Move on. And there's going to be two or three people that are going to welcome you for that one that rejected you." You kind of see that?
Yeah, I 100% appreciate the people that show me love, because I've had people try to get into their promotion, and they'll say, "Oh," or try to get into their sites and whatnot, and they'll say, "Oh, I'm sorry, you don't have enough traction. Oh, maybe if you have more traction, we'll talk to you. Well, I was like, "Man, what the fuck? I'm trying to get traction. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me some help here, and I'll get that traction." But, you know, I do have that sometimes, and it kind of sucks. But you know what? Mass is right. You got to move on and keep going forward, because you know there's gonna be you know, I can't say bad words, bad people out there, and there's also going to be awesome people out there. So, I hope to run into more awesome people than the bad, you know? So,
well,
that's how
I'm trying
to
know. Mike.
You know what? That being said, everything I'm hearing right now is we're going to have to do a collaboration. We're going to have to do a live event.
Yes.
Bob, you're going to have to do a live broadcast. Chris, you got to give us a location so we can come out and do a live broadcast.
You give me the location. Send me a location. I'll be there. I was like, I'm going to do it on the phone. Okay, I'm going to do it on the phone, but, you know, I like to see
you
guys.
You guys are cool. I am so dead serious. You give us a location where you want us.
We're so local. We can go anywhere.
Well, we would like to come to one of the dojos, the Langsong Jiu-Jitsu dojos.
Yeah, sure.
We can do a live broadcast from there.
We'll set it up. We could do it at Langsong Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah, definitely.
Doors are always
definitely.
Open.
Hey, we'll
go and do that, and then we'll make it a little podcast event. You know, we'll call down the Cal State Long Beach people, tell them that's going to be a little event, and you know. We got our brother academy Empire training grounds in Buena Park,
Mike, I think the main headquarters is in the main gym is in Norwalk, right?
Norwalk, California.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe, but I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mike.
When we get done with the interview and we go off. You guys get together. I'm dead serious. Let's go.
For sure.
Let's go.
I appreciate that, man. Let's do this, man.
For real. For real.
Shit. I got passion for this shit. Like, so, you know, whatever you need, let's go, man. I mean, I'm ready. You know what
definitely.
Mean?
I can hear it.
And
I
you
can
know,
hear it.
Real quick, Mike. Let me tell you the story about how we got all this going. You know, because I don't know about. You know, it's kind of hard for Mike to understand because he's got so much money and stuff. But I work a regular job. You know, I've been a nurse's assistant for almost 31 years. So
I'm a registered nurse, bro.
Oh, dude, well,
I'm trying to get out of that game, too.
Are you paying your dues at the hospital or are you at a outpatient surgery now?
Oh man, I'm at Long Beach with the cream of the crop, meaning the opposite of that.
Certain days we do ear, nose, and throat. And Eddie mm-hmm. just happened to come in. His son was, you know, we're not supposed to talk about it, but he had something going on. So I see him, and he's got this mm-hmm. jacket on. Is what I like. I like the hoodies that have maybe a little something on the hood, but it had the mm-hmm. Langsong Jiu-Jitsu all the way across the shoulders. And it stuck. I'm like, hey, bro, what's going on or whatever. Oh, that's your son, you know. Yeah. So we just started talking. Yeah. And like you were saying, I said, hey, man, I'm trying to get the jiu-jitsu people and everything out there so the people could. Yeah, bro, hey, dude, well, let's hook up. Boom. I gave him some OTM stickers. I gave him a card. Boom,
mm-hmm.
bam.
Yeah.
And here we are. So you know what I mean?
Here
so
we
I
are.
Think a lot of people
want to I'm be. At, I'm at when you're with your labor day, so. And I've always wanted, by the way, I'm sorry, I'm going off topic.
Go ahead.
But
go
I've
ahead.
Always wanted to go to one of those Lucha Libre shows, and I got to go finally on Saturday. Or was it Saturday? Sunday.
It's Sunday, yeah.
And, yeah, Sunday, right? And it was an amazing show, man. I was like, man, you have the crowd all into it. You got the abuelitas in there, like, yelling. And, man, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was a great show. And it was a little small show. Like, I can imagine if it was a bigger venue, man.
Well, it's totally different when you go in person. I mean, it's a big difference when you go in person,
mm-hmm.
and we did have a lot of fun. But anyways, real quick, because we're running up against the clock, Mike, any more questions for him before we let him go?
No, man, I'm just looking forward to doing a live event with him. I really want to start shaking trees, bro, getting everybody
definitely
out there.
We'll definitely come down. We'll bring all the live equipment and everything. We'll get everybody on air so that we can get it out there so people know about, Langsong Jiu-Jitsu and everything because I've been doing it for such a long time and I really, really enjoy not just, you know, the training and all that, just the lifestyle and the people that you meet, like Chris and like Eddie.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just mm-hmm. it's like almost like a family, you know, because everybody
has
a common. So
100%.
Real quick, Chris, for the people listeners, give us, I know you got the Iron Hooks FC ironhooksfc.com and give us some of your social media so the people know where to find you.
Yeah, so it's basically ironhooksfc.com is the website. You know, check out the gear and if you want to purchase anything right there. And then the IG is ironhooksfc, you know. One last thing I just want to just mention.
Go for it.
I have this slogan. I have this slogan or motto on my gear everywhere I go is die today, live tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you understand what die today, live tomorrow means, if you're on the mat, a wrestler, combat sports, whatnot, you know what that means. It means, you know, you train so hard, you die today, that day, but tomorrow you live as a champion. And I got that from Mr. Rest in peace, Muhammad Ali, you know. You know,
he
hated every day. Trained so hard. He hated every minute of it. But he knew that if he trained hard and died in that ring, that he'll be a champion. So that's you know, my motto is die today, live tomorrow. You know, that's what we do.
I'm actually looking at the T-shirt right now.
You got
some big boy sizes.
Yeah. I got you. What size are you, man? What size are you?
4X slim.
4X slim.
I'll stretch it out. I'll make it work.
I got you. Yeah, we got you. Let me know. Let's get those dates together, and I have a nice little care package for you and my boy here.
Not just because Chris is on the air with us or whatever, but I like that gear. I like the stuff. I like the Lansing Jiu-Jitsu that goes across the shoulders that sticks out like that. It's really cool.
That's all custom. You know. You know, Michael came up to me. He's like, "Hey, man, I like this little." He shot me the idea, and I make things happen. Like, you give me an idea like that you like, and you know, Iron Hooks will make that shit come to fruition. You know what I mean? It's like you see something, you draw it on paper. I don't care. I'll make it happen. That's the thing. We do custom. We do everything, man. I do rash guards, hoodies, geese, all that good stuff, man. And it's all good quality. I get 100% guarantee. Because, you know, before I even buy the thing, I get samples of it, and I roll in it. I train in it, and I make sure that shit can withstand punishment. And the gear is good, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, because if you're out there rolling, man, I mean, you got to have good quality stuff, or else it's just not going to last.
Well,
the people listeners, don't forget, go check out ironhooksfc.com. I guarantee you're going to like the stuff. And Chris, man, we look forward, man, to coming down and doing a live broadcast and, you know, checking everything out. Because it's weird because we have like a kind of like a separate audience that likes the live stuff. And then they say, we like it because we can hear everything in the background and we kind of feel like we're there. So we want to come down and check it out and stuff like that. So we'll definitely get with you. To hook that up and it'll be all love, right, my man?
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. And thanks for the love, man. Thanks for having me on the show, bro.
You got it.
Hey,
we will definitely
you,
be in. We
appreciate
will definitely be in touch. So for the people listening, don't forget check out Chris, and don't forget check out ironhooksfc.com as well as all the social media. We'll get with you real soon. All right, my man.
For sure. Much love.
All right, we'll be right back after this. Hang on, everybody. I'm telling you, man, it's just the beginning. You know what I mean? It's weird how things happen, how I just happened to run into Eddie because I saw the Lansing Jiu-Jitsu shirt, sweatshirt and all that, and then look what it blossomed up into, Mike.
Dude, I mean, so many doors, so many doors to be opened up just by the relationship that we build here. And I'm talking in the MMA world. I'm talking in the jiu-jitsu. And it's just, you know, to hear somebody have a passion for their business the way we talk about wrestling, it's always exciting. You know what I mean? Because you get some people you know, you and I talk, I always say, are you doing this as a hobby or are you doing this to make a living? Because if you're doing this just for a hobby, I find something else to do. But if this is what you're going to do, you know, you need to show a little bit more hunger. And he's got the hunger. And
yeah.
I want us to get together because we can do some things, man. And I'm just excited. I'm just excited about him as he is about us. So,
and other than me calling him Eddie instead of Chris, we were spot on. But you know, it was so crazy.
We didn't know who
so
was
crazy
on.
That night.
So,
huh?
We didn't know who was coming on.
Well,
you know
I thought
what I mean? So.
I, because Eddie's the one that I ran into at work, and so I don't know why I'm thinking everybody's Eddie, but that was actually Chris. But I was calling him Eddie at the thing, but he was so nice, he didn't say, "Hey man, I'm Chris." He just went with it. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. Oh Lord.
So, appreciate him coming on, man. We'll definitely be down there at Langsung Jiu-Jitsu. Go check it out. Do a live broadcast, and they're already down to come down on the big July show that's coming up. But as we wait, Anthony Wagner says he's still at the hospital. I don't know what's going on. So Nathan Noss, who was with us last week, he wants to come on, which we need somebody, Mike, because I'm telling you, man, when the show first opened up, I wanted to go, WWE, you absolutely suck. But let me tell you Nathan Noss on here with us, if he's coming on. But let me tell you, this is what made me angry yesterday. I bet you have no idea. The first thing is I tell Nivon, you know what, I'm going to go ahead because, you know, Raw is 3 hours. I go, I'm going to go ahead and watch it all because I'm waiting. I know they, you know, apparently they signed Jacob Fatu. I know the Gorillas of Destiny are supposed to be signed with them. Now I hear MJF. So usually the Monday after Raw is when they have all the people, you know, that they're going to debut and mix it all up. They did absolutely nothing. Made me wait for 3 hours, 3 hours, and I saw nothing. And to kick it off, Nakamura has to put over the kid from NXT. What are they doing?
I knew where you were going with this.
Why would you do that?
Knew.
Why would you bury Nakamura?
They're not burying him.
Oh,
jeez. No, come on. They're
Mike, I know you're trying to be a good Christian brother, but come on, man.
It's a new era. And I'm here for it.
Uh-huh.
And it's you got to stop being the grumpy old man. And
hold on 1 second. My wife is right here. Remind me to tell Michael Parks at the meeting tomorrow what a knucklehead he is. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I didn't like the fact that, you know, he put. Jog it off over. I know. But it's business. It's business. It sucks, but it's business. I mean, I'm still upset, you know, that Zayn won the Intercontinental Championship.
Oh my God. Don't please, Mike, please.
No, we have to
honey,
get this out.
Honey, give me my blood pressure medication, please. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Mike.
We have to get this stuff out.
Well, look, Mike. But let me ask you this before we get Nathan Noss in here. That's why we need an unbiased opinion or whatever. Why would you build up Chad Gable? You know, build him all up and everything to just have Sami Zayn go over. And then you look
because
at him, and Sami Zayn looks homeless, and you see Chad Gable. He's in shape. He's a good wrestler. He can work with anybody. He can pop the crowd. Please, Mike, enlighten me.
Because they're getting ready to turn him heel again. Yeah, they are, and he's gonna win the title.
Boring.
Oh no, it's not.
The next Raw is supposed to be in Montreal, and they're supposed to go one-on-one. Please. Is there any way on this green earth that they're going to let Chad Gable go over on Sami Zayn in Sami Zayn's hometown of Montreal, unless they're going to kill the territory?
Probably not. But what's going to end up happening is that Chad Gable's going to attack him after he loses. And now you're starting that program with those two. Stop playing 60-yard dash and play long ball with this.
Is there such a thing as a WWE Michael Parks intervention?
No.
Because can we get you some psychiatric help?
No, but dude.
There's something wrong with you, Mike. You need help, brother.
No, I don't. I truly believe that ever since Triple H has taken over, that the storytelling has gotten so much better. I mean, you don't think so.
Oh my God. We definitely need you know what, I'm gonna get the in the anesthesia cart, they have a thing called a nerve stimulator. Like when you won't wake up from anesthesia, they give you a little thing right here in the carotid and it'll wake you up. I'm gonna turn it up to 10 and I'm gonna zap you right in the neck. Okay, let's get back to that. Okay, because now you got my blood pressure all up and everything.
I'm going to give you a shot of espresso when you're funky monkey.
Hopefully Nathan Noss or Anthony Wagner, somebody could, because we need some sort of biased, unbiased retrospective or whatever, because I think it's... Dude, you made me stay up for 3 hours watching it. Like, I didn't get nothing done that I wanted to get done because I wanted to see who they were going to bring in or surprise us with somebody. Well, let me ask you this before we get to something else. I'll tell you this. As we speak right here at 7:45 p.m. on a Tuesday night at Scoop Slam Radio, Two Scoops Slam Radio, if I see Jacob Fatu or if I see Tama Tonga or any of them in NXT, I'm never watching it again. Do not make them pay their dues in NXT. They have paid their dues in full. I want them to go directly to Raw or SmackDown. Or I will go to Stamford, Connecticut, okay? I will push the button for whatever floor Triple H his office is on, and I will give him a beating like he's never had in his life, okay? He's lucky that I haven't that the board, I didn't do it right or whatever, because this is what happens. Like, hello, I'm here to see Triple H or whatever. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll just open fire. I mean, come on, Mike. If they do that, that's gotta be wrong.
They're not gonna do that.
I don't know, man.
The only one I can see them doing that to is Zilla, if he came.
He's a little bit younger or whatever, but because they did the same thing to Solo Sikoa.
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, we still got SmackDown on Friday. Yeah. I won't be able to see it because I'll be working at Coachella, but you got SmackDown on Friday. You never know what's
going to
happen
it.
On SmackDown.
The only good thing that they're starting to do now finally is they're starting to give Bronson Reed a little bit of a push or whatever. So that's a little small glimmer of hope in an otherwise dark tunnel or whatever. So we'll bank on that. Real quick, Mike, let me take a quick break. I don't know what happened to Nathan Noss or Anthony Wagner or whatever. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about Lucha Libre Alliance, and then we'll get back to this. How's that?
Yeah, I'm with it. Let's go.
Pull my hair out.
Sounds drive.
We'll be right back.
feel like that episode of Martin where Gina killed Mama Payne's parrot or whatever. That's what I feel like right now. I'm so upset. Like I want to step back. You see, Gina stepped back and she goes, "Mama Payne, I think you need to sit down." She goes, "Uh-uh." She goes, "I never know when I gotta go two to the body and one to the head." She goes, "God darn it, you got my blood pressure all up and just broke the glass and everything." So that's how I feel right now. So we'll get back to that, but I wanted to talk a little bit about Lucha Libre Alliance. Not only the big mask versus mask cage match or whatever. There's a lot I got to tell you about what happened in that big match when we meet tomorrow, because that I can't talk about on the air. But you know, I didn't get to see too much of the show, but I did get to see the match between AJ Mana and Jimmy Mayhem. So tell me a little bit about that. Well, first of all, you know, it's funny because I was hoping that Nicolette was going to be able to come on or whatever, because, you know, my wife very rarely goes to shows or whatever because she's such a busy woman. But anyway, she went and we were talking and I said, you know, when you see that show, including me, there's only one person that actually looks like a wrestler, and that's AJ. You know what I mean? He's in shape.
Right.
He's one of the few people who can wear trunks and, you know, not look like a nut or whatever. You know, but I don't know what happened or whatever. I don't know if they started shooting on each other, but AJ came back to the bat and he was hot. I don't know what happened. Can you enlighten us a little bit? Did they start shooting on each other? Or just tell us, first of all, tell us how that match was.
It was physical. How's that? It was physical. AJ got over, bro. He had people at the end of the match. They were like, "Dude, AJ's a beast. He's an animal." And I'm like, "Mm-hmm, exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. That's who he." Because did you pay? He's putting size on, bro.
Yeah,
he's putting on some size.
Well,
I don't, you know.
The pictures came out from Karen Bougelet, who she's one of the photographers that came from Paul's Photos or whatever. She and there's one picture. I said, "Man, dude is getting in shape. You know, you could tell he's starting to get into shape. I think he's ready to start, you know, getting up to that." Well, I mean, he's already the Lucha Libre Alliance champion or whatever.
Right.
So it's only a matter of time. Maybe we can get him here next week or whatever, see what the mindset is, because I don't know if he's going off the deep end and just wants to kill everybody until he's eliminated everybody. But, you know, he's going to be one of the participants in the July, July 23rd, 13th? What are we at?
Jeez, July 13th.
July 13th show.
Yes.
And I don't want to see an actual death in the ring. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? Excuse me. I think he's in the mindset of put some respect on my name.
Yeah, something's going on.
And so he's running through everybody.
Yeah.
You know, so it's one of those, you know, you gotta kind of take him in the back and be like, "Bro, you got this."
Well,
you got this.
As soon as we get everything set in stone, you know what I'm saying? I think we'll be able to put the lineup out there, because, you know, I'm still going over it with Mike to finalize exactly. But the tournament, that the people that he's facing is no joke. I mean, he's got to win two matches to even get to the finals. And the people that he's going up against are really good wrestlers. You know what I mean? That's why this tournament's going to be legit. So maybe, I mean, I haven't told him anything about who he's wrestling. I just told, you know, we talked to him and said, "Look, man, you're going to definitely be in the tournament for the PWA Heavyweight Championship." And he's like, "All right, cool, man." And then all of a sudden, I don't know if we flipped a button or something, but I was like, "A la máquina." I mean, I didn't even talk to him. He came in the back with his belt, and he's like, "Yeah." And I couldn't even understand what. And then he walked out. And then I didn't see him again after that. So I don't know if he just left in his Speedos, or I don't know what the heck was going on, but he was just gone. I did see him actually stay around and take some pictures at the end. So I don't know exactly what happened. But anyways, hey, man, props to him or whatever, but it's not going to get any easier, especially with the big PWA show coming up on July 13th. Tomorrow, Mike and I are going to meet. We're trying to finalize everything, but Mike's already seen the lineup, and you can honestly say that that's going to be a tough tournament, right?
Oh, it's going to be a hell of a tournament, you know, and you know, whoever comes out on top, I could say right now, tonight, get ready, because you're going to have to boost your game up, because we're going to start throwing people at you that you've never wrestled before.
Definitely. It starts.
And if you don't bring your A game, it's going to show.
It starts at the beginning, because the first match, I hate to give away a lot of stuff, but the first match is going to be Mascarita Sagrada against Marta Villalobos. That's going to start it off. So we're going to be really, and then it's going to be Pimpinela Escarlata against Pirata Morgan. So we have we're bringing, okay, I'm sorry, Mike. I'm so sorry, man. I didn't want to let everybody know. But we are going to bring out of retirement My Flowers and Rudy Reyna.
My Flowers.
Dude, how hard was
that? I thought you were going to come with Rosa Salvaje and say, come on, bro. Let's go.
We'd have to bring them out of the mothballs. But anyways, so we're looking forward to that. I didn't get to see too much of the Malis Cup. I know Chaz El Aguaman came out on top, and he wrestled Tony Reyes, I guess, in the finals. And then I'm looking out the curtain. I see Enigma Jr. Or Chivo Jr. give Robbie Phoenix a drop kick, and I think he almost missed him and hit him on top of his head. What happened right there?
Dude, he got hops.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Must be nice to be young.
Exactly. Yeah. They're scheduled for to go head-to-head the next Lucha Libre Alliance show. So, you know, this is – Chivo is going to be – he's going to be something to look forward to watching, man. So, you know, I think Robbie Phoenix bit off a little bit more than he could handle. We'll see. But before we do anything, shout out to Kayam and Enigma for putting on an amazing show, especially going head-to-head with WrestleMania 40.
Oh, definitely. Well, that's kind of a different audience, right?
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter, because even people,
it does matter
in the crowd. Because even people in the crowd after the show were like, man, this was a good crowd going up against WrestleMania. And I'm like, exactly. When I walked in here and I saw what I saw, I was like, oh, okay. All right. So, you know, the fact that, and I'm just saying, the fact that they put the show on 3:00 in the afternoon, knowing WrestleMania started at 4:00, I don't care what crowd it is, everybody's watching WWE.
Yeah.
So, you know,
if it was Triple Mania, they might not have did that well. But since it was WWE, they're a little bit smarter and went to a better show. But anyways,
there you go, old man.
Dude, let me tell you what happened, bro. I mean, dude, there's a lot of things that I could tell you, but that I have to tell you off the air, but I could tell you on the air. So this is what happened. I tried to catch Guyam off guard or whatever. So they played the music, and I waited. I knew he was going to come out of the cage or whatever, come looking for me. So as soon as he got by the curtain, man, I whacked him so hard with that kendo stick. I mean,
you did.
But what happened was, I tried to hit him in the head, but I kind of grazed the head and hit the shoulder, and the stupid thing went flying out of my hand, and I couldn't find it. And I'm going, and I'm telling Mason, "Where's the kendo stick?" And he's got the bag with the he's looking around. And he goes, "I don't know." I said, "Forget it." So I hit him a few more times. Boom! I get him. I bust him open. I'm pounding on him, man, because I want that dude to just be seeing stars before I throw him in the cage, right? So I get him in the cage. I tell Mason, give me my chains, because I have my chains in the bag, right? I don't know if you can see, Mike, but I went to wrap the chain around my fist, and it broke. It like literally busted in half, because I wanted to hit him, and then I wanted to take it and hit him over the back with it, you know, and it broke. It broke into like three pieces. So he hits me. I don't know what he hit me with or whatever, because I got pretty dazed, because he hit me like right on the temple or whatever. So for some reason it was going through my mind, like the slap fight championship or whatever. I'm like, did he slap me or what? I look up, he's looking for the chain, but it's in pieces. So he didn't want to pick up a bunch of pieces. So anyways, we went back and forth or whatever, and I mean, he hit me with the low blow. I'm telling you, dude, I saw speckles. Not even stars. It was like speckles. And then he rolls me up in the schoolboy, and that was it. So I was like, God dang it. So, you know, after that, I want to hand down everything to Mesa, because that's all he talks about. You know, so I said, hey, you know, you're going to be the next generation of Brudo Ram. So once I put this mask on you, don't take it off. Don't let anybody see you. I mean, you got to train or whatever. But you know, that's the whole thing. And he goes, okay. So he puts the mask on and we're talking, and we go out the cage and he takes it off. Dude. I thought you meant just in the cage. Dang it. So the people that I'm telling them in Spanish and in English, you know, hey, this is the new generation. You know, I'm going to hand everything down to him. And it was funny because Guyam's wife and everything, I went to that side and I go, he's already in training. I go, he's doing Pilates. He's doing aerobics with his dolphin shirt. And they just fell out. And Mason don't even know what he don't even know what dolphin shorts are.
So you had such a serious look on your face.
Yeah.
He's doing yoga. He's doing Pilates. He's got his dolphin shorts on, and the look on your face, you were like, and I'm pissed off right now. And I'm just shaking my head. I'm like, oh my God.
But even though it sucks, and I'm just going to be honest, Mike, I mean, and we talked about this before, it sucks because that gimmick was over. I mean, it was over. People wanted to see Brudo Ram. Like, I got a call from MPW in way out there in the valley, bro, can you bring the Rudo Ram gimmick out here? And I'm like, yeah, you know, no problem. And just people were like, it's just different, you know what I mean? So it was just starting to pick up some steam, and then, you know, it got tossed or whatever. So no big deal, you know. Guyam was a better man that day or whatever, but it just sucks because we were talking about that, how I was telling you at the beginning how we got our butts kicked. I never did get that rematch with both of them. I wanted a rematch with both of them or whatever. So I've told the story before, but it's just so funny. When Sergio and I were teaming, we went to go work for Bart at Frankenstein's, and it was supposed to be myself and Sergio against the Chivos. And I don't know what happened, but they ended up putting me with Durango. It was myself and Durango against Damien and Halloween. So I was like, all right, cool. So they put Fubi in there with Sergio. So I was right by the curtain. And I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened, but I think Guyam gave Sergio a clothesline. And he, for some reason, he fell on his stomach or whatever. So Enigma was already in the air, bro, to give him a senton. And he gave him a senton in his, like, you know how you kind of come up so you can kind of at least soften the blow? Well, he was flat,
right,
dude. And from the curtain, when Enigma hit him with the senton on his back, I heard every crack. Like, you know, when you crack somebody, it went, like, oh my God. He's dead, bro. He's dead. So he comes to the back, and I go, dude. I go, are you okay? I go, that senton hit you right in the back. He goes, nah, he actually straightened it out, dude. I mean, I felt much better. But you couldn't have timed it any better. I mean, he was already in the air with the senton when Guyam got him down, and he didn't have time to brace himself or nothing. So we never did get that rematch. And, you know, of course, Enigma's retired, so I had to fight Guyam one-on-one. So, you know, there it is. I don't know what the future holds or whatever. But all in all, Mike, I would say it was a pretty good turnout. And it was actually, you know, when the people go home happy, that's what we want, right?
Yeah, that's all you want at the end of the day, is you want everybody to go home happy.
Yeah,
you know, and that's what happened.
So it was
positive.
We did get some good pictures out of it too. I posted a few, but I have a whole bunch more, or whatever that we're gonna upload. But anyways, Mike, you know, that being said, Okay, I don't know what happened to Nathan Noss and them. I even text Guyam to see if he wanted to come on and talk about his tainted victory or whatever at the show. But I don't know, maybe everybody got so upset after NXT that they all just went to bed. So, what do you call it? That's somebody else. What do you call it? Here's the deal, and we'll end on this note right here. What do you call it? This weekend is UFC 300. Okay, not interested. I'm definitely going to watch the prelims because I think the prelims are almost a little bit better than the show itself. You got Kayla Harrison's going to go against Holly Holm. Even Cody Garbrandt's on. So I'm totally content watching the prelims and then reading about it on the internet. But the following weekend is the AEW pay-per-view. Now, for what reason, I don't know, they got Dustin Rhodes going up against Joe for the title. Now, do you really think that Dustin Rhodes is going to go over on Joe right before the pay-per-view? But then I was thinking, well, since Cody Rhodes went over for the belt, maybe they're trying to counter and say, well, look, Dustin, see, that popped in my mind for a minute, but there's no way that can happen, right?
No.
Why book that? Why would you book that match?
I don't know, to try to piggyback on the Samoan versus Rhodes. I have no idea.
that's a heavy. Hold on 1 second. On the line with us right now, and I said tainted victory, but it was a victory nonetheless. You know, I have to lick my wounds or whatever, but the man himself, go ahead and introduce yourself, my man.
After the cough spell. I'm Gayham. Let's see what my brother. I defeated the crazy man himself.
I got to tell you. Guyam, I want to talk about that because there's a lot I want to talk about in the show in general. But we were talking before you came on air. I don't know if you remember, but we were working for I think it was either Ron Rivera or Bart at the Frank and Sons. And it was supposed to be myself and Sergio, the Unholy, against you and Enigma. And I don't know what happened, but they ended up putting me with Durango. At Frank and Sons. They ended up putting me with Durango against Damien and Halloween. So they put Fubi in there with Sergio. And I don't know what you did. I was looking out the curtain. I don't know if you gave him a clothesline or a drop toe, but Sergio ended up falling face first on his stomach. And Enigma was already in the air for the senton. So he gave him the senton on his back. And I heard every bone and everything crack. And I was telling Mike, I thought he was dead. And I said, Sergio, are you all right?
But partner like Enigma de Oro, my brother,
that timing was amazing.
The timing was just. And so the guys that were taking the bumps, the guys that were taking the punishment, shit, they didn't know where it was coming from because it was so fast.
Dude, that was a senton
from
hell. I mean, I have never seen, and I still talk about it to this day, but I told Sergio, I go, dude, are you okay? And he goes, you know what? He actually straightened out my back. Like everything went into alignment because his nalgas hit me right in the mid of the back.
In the right spot.
So it was perfect. But anyways, regardless, you know, Guyam, of what happened or whatever, I have to say, and Mike and I were talking about it, running up against something like WrestleMania, that was a heck of a show.
Oh, my God.
It was
man.
A great turnout, and that most of all, everybody went home happy.
Yeah, I'm so happy with the fans. The fans are our bloodline, you know. It's our oxygen. And so to the fans who show up, I figure WrestleMania, Lucha Libre Alliance, let's call it a draw.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's call it a draw.
The turnout was great.
But I loved it, man. And then our match, I mean, oh, my God, the fans were so into it because it was a hard-fought match, brother.
Yeah.
Right now, I ain't kidding. I sneeze and I cough and it hurts everywhere.
Yeah.
But that's the name of the game.
Well, you know, everybody after the match I talked to, they were like, bro, I thought for sure that Guyan was going to tap because you gave him a sidewalk slam on pure wood or whatever.
Oh,
and I said, hey,
shit,
you know what?
That's hard.
There's nothing I can say. I mean, it's like there's no excuse. I mean, I was 100%. I came, I brought it all, and still came up with short. So Mike's like, well, what's the future? I said, you know what? I'm going to ride off into the sunset.
Bubby, we got to do the retirement is imminent. The retirement is just when it happens. I mean, just the way it is.
Yeah,
but I don't even want to talk about retirement. But I just about last night. Well, I'm just so happy with it.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I fucking rode the ramp. I'm in a fucking hold that was so hard. It was in my fucking back that I tapped, but I wasn't tapping out. I was just feeling the pain. And Gino, he's such a good fucking referee. I gotta say, I got my respect to you. He got close to me and he says, "Are you tapping out?" And I said, "No, hell no, because I actually with my hand, I didn't realize it that I had done two taps, you know."
Yeah.
But he's such a good. I mean, any other ref would have said it's over.
Well, they would have stopped it. Yeah.
Yeah, he would have said it's over. It's over. It's over. He's tapping out.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that I was actually doing that.
I put up. Did you see the video of when I ducked the clothesline and you hit him with? It's in slow motion, and you hit it, and I thought you took his head off. It's slow motion, and he went down face first, and I was like, "Oh my God, he's dead."
He went down like the Twin Towers in New York.
Yeah.
God bless those people. But he buckled. I see that. And in the slow mo, it's funny because he looks like that. His legs are
Because
I caught him really good. I caught because I was going after through the ramp all full force, and I catch Michinito. God dang it!
And it being in slow motion made it that much more vicious or whatever. Go ahead, Mike. Were you trying to say something? I'm sorry.
He hit Mike. The corner. Hey,
yes.
Hold on.
He hit the corner,
bro. After he clotheslined. After you clotheslined him. He hit the back of his head in the corner, like, boom.
Yeah.
And he went down. Yeah. I was like, oh.
And
then
he
said,
Mike, that Mike from my brother Mike,
yes.
that cage is so stiff, man.
Yeah. It looked like it.
It was true.
Well,
I'm telling you right now.
They build it to hold.
And again, cuff.
Yeah, they build it to hold, you know, big fat marranos like me in so that when you're fighting, you don't go out of the cage or whatever. So that's why it's like that. But, you know, I got to tell you, you know, Mike and I were talking. This is why I was hoping that you would call in. You know, I only got to see a little bit, okay? But AJ Mana, the Lucha Libre Alliance, you know, world champion, and we talked about
this.
That's a world champion because even though it's luchas, he's taking on people from Mexico, from here. You know,
he has to know lucha strong style.
He has to know everything. So when I saw him, I said, man, this guy's taking it to another level. He looked in shape or whatever. Even my wife, who never goes to the matches, goes, man, that guy's looking in shape.
Can I say something that's going to be a little exaggerated, perhaps, or bombastic.
Uh-huh.
I think AJ has a good shot at Cody freaking Rhodes, all right?
Yeah.
All right? and I mean that. I mean that, because Cody, my respects. He's a new world champ. My respects.
Yeah.
But Samoan grappler or shooter, oh, my God, does he have a chance against Cody?
Yeah. But I'm telling Mike, I said he's stepping on the gas, you know, putting the pedal to the metal because he's trying to get to another level. I mean, I saw him. I said, man, he's in shape. And then after the match, he just came in, got his belt, and I'm like, hey, and he was gone. And I'm like, dude.
However, let me tell you something else. AJ is up there. However. We already it's been a done deal at the Metroflex Lucha Libre Alliance June 2nd. It's a done deal now. It's just been confirmed. He's going to defend against Vito Fratelli. All right.
Andale.
Oh,
Híjole, oh, that's going to be pues son de los barn burners.
Oh,
well, not only that, but you know, Mike and I are working on his big show on July 13th. You know, and that's going
to
be for the Pacific
so
Wrestling Alliance.
Part of it.
Well, here's the thing.
PWA.
We put the brackets together, and if you win two matches and AJ wins two matches, you guys might actually meet, you know, at that tournament. So,
and I would welcome it so much.
Yeah. This is what we're talking about. If you go to a tournament and let's say, you know, you beat Mascarita Sagrada or whatever, it's like, well, I beat, you know, but you know, you go against AJ Mana, you know, win or lose, that's competition. That's a match and a half. That's what people say. Well, let's see if he can bring it. You know, that's what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
All the guy is about, you know, was about right now in Mexico City. They had this great match. It was Blue Panther against
Brian Danielson.
Oh my god! Okay, that's what I'm all about. I'm all about competition and with the best.
Yeah.
I don't want to disparage any other my opponents. I don't disparage them at all. But again, I you want the best, and you force yourself. If you're in this business,
that's what you're in it for.
¿Cómo se llama? The greatest wrestler of all time. Always go against the best. The best. Pushes you. It pushes you.
Yeah.
And I just had a match with Guru the Ram, and he pushed me to the limit.
Yeah.
To the limit. Okay, because right now I'm feeling I can't cough and laugh because I hurt all over.
Yeah, but that's
Flair, to the last minute, he wrestled against the best. Okay, to the best, to his final match.
Yeah,
and so that's what it's all about. You got to push yourself. Otherwise, you have no business going through those ropes. Nothing.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Go ahead, Mike.
It's what we were talking about earlier. Are you doing this to start a career, or are you doing this as a hobby? Because if you're being a pro wrestler as a hobby, you need to find something else to do. Because this isn't for you.
Definitely.
This isn't for you.
Yes, sir.
Well,
you got to have a passion for this, man.
The hits just keep on coming because now there's no rest for the weary. Now you've got to get ready for July 2nd, Big Lucha Libre Alliance show. And then not only that, July 13th, you know, you might have to wrestle three times, so you gotta keep grinding.
Well, I'm worked up, but let me tell you something else. I'm very worked up about, brother. If you allow me just a few seconds,
go for it.
My nephew, the Chivo. He has his big splash in the business is June 2nd, in the Metroplex. He's going mano a mano against Robbie Phoenix, and Robbie Phoenix is one tough SOB, all right?
Yeah.
He's one tough SOB, but this kid, they had this thing because he was our guest referee yesterday. We thought about that just to get his little feet wet, and he comes out with his big big feud with Robbie, and now they're And the funny thing is that we work out in the same gym. And so this Thursday, we're in the gym, and I'm going to have to tell my boy, hey, if he's up there, I don't want you guys getting all hooked up here.
Yeah.
You know, because you know how things get, you know. You get all fired up, and you're fired, and he's a kid, and he loses it sometimes, you know. But that's very interesting. El Chivo against... Freaking
Robbie Phoenix,
yes sir.
Wow. So that's already stacking up for that June 2nd card.
He hit Robbie with a drop kick, dude. I was like, he got up there.
Yeah, I would put that up there with like Okada and them. Yeah, it was right there.
Yeah,
so, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, the hits just keep on coming. For, you know, it's funny because my nephew, every time he comes over, he goes, hey, hey, can you put the video of the Chivos from the Life Behind the Mask? I'm like, yeah, I'll put it in. So the part he talks about
was,
the most.
That was recorded in 1825.
The part he talks about the most is when you and Enigma go down to the basement you know, working out and working with that ab roller and stuff like that. And he goes, Uncle Danny, can you do that? I go, nah, man. I'll blow a knee out or whatever. I said that. I leave that to them. So it's just good because the new generation sees what you guys go through. That video is as close as it gets to real. What it is, real life. It shows all the behind the working and you know, getting
the
ready.
Hard work.
So Guyam has been continuing that on. You know, keep training or whatever because there's no rest for the week.
And I work out with young people, and the first thing I tell them. His upcoming kids are coming up. I mean, I tell them, look at you. First of all, you have to have a passion.
Yeah.
But besides the passion, you have to have discipline.
Yeah,
you
gotta
be in the gym all the time because you learn from everybody, and that's your bread and butter.
Yeah.
It's gonna save your hide.
Yeah.
I've taken some shots in the neck so bad. That if I had not worked out the way I work out, I don't think I would have been around anymore.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
I've taken some really serious shots. But because I work the neck so hard, you have to. As a wrestler, it's your neck is your bread and butter.
Yeah, it's like what Mike says. Do you want to, you know, do something in this business, or do you just want to do it as a hobby? Because if you think it's just a hobby, you're going to be shocked.
Yeah,
Mike?
It is no hobby.
Do you just want to tell people, oh yeah, I'm a pro wrestler, or do you want to have people come to the show, and your body of work shows them that, oh hell yeah, he's a pro wrestler and he's good.
That's right.
Oh yeah.
It's just, man, I could talk about this all day long.
Definitely.
I'll say one thing, Mike. In your shows, I'm always so happy to participate in your shows because you always put me against guys that are going to push me to that limit.
Yeah,
Because you always have such a good lineup that, I mean, you have some really good wrestlers. What's that kid's name that wrestled against AJ Mana over there in
Jimmy Mayhem?
No. He's a masked guy.
Guerrero Nuclear.
Good wrestler, man. My respects, man.
Definitely. Dude,
he just explodes up there, you know?
Wow.
Real quick, Mike, since we're running
we're gonna,
up against
we're
the
bring
clock,
him
tell
back.
Him what happened when he wrestled Vito.
Oh, okay. Vito hit him with two chair shots, and one was across the dome. And it opened him up the hard way.
Ooh, yes.
And he
needed 6 stitches, but didn't go to the hospital.
Man. He didn't go to the hospital until the next day, which was Mother's Day.
Yeah,
and his mother had to take him to the ER.
That's a work.
But it was crazy because, you know,
that's
we do the backstage. You do the backstage interview, the post match, and then they go upstairs and they dressed in a totally different. They dressed in a room, and the next thing I hear is Danny calling, screaming for me because they're like face off in the room.
They're screaming at each other. They're screaming at each other, and he goes, Danny, go up there, go see what's going on. So they're full on brawling, you know what? And I'm going, Mike, and I'm trying to get in the middle of them, and I'm like, I was instant Rain Man. I was like, oh god, and then finally Mike got up there, and somebody else came up and broke him up. It got crazy. But
that kid is intense, man. I respect that boy, and
definitely.
People probably forget about it.
Yeah. I'm sorry, fellas.
DWA always has the best wrestlers.
I'm running up against the clock, and I only got about 4.5 minutes or whatever. So, Gayam, a million thank yous for coming on. I know you got a lot of stuff going on. We appreciate it. We look forward to the big June 2nd show. I mean, just with those two matches is already stacked, so we definitely look forward. And
a real quick thing.
Go for it.
Okay. This Sunday, there's another fundraiser for Tuzo.
Oh, for Tuzo.
This Sunday Lucha Pro in Florence and Maine. There's another little fundraiser for Tuzo. So if you guys can be there, it'll be great, man.
Okay, Lucha Pro. We'll make
Florence
sure
and Maine, the 14th.
Yeah, definitely. We'll make sure and advertise it at the end of the show. So for all the people listeners, make sure you check that out.
Everybody wants to see Rudo Ram without mask.
they were telling Rudo Ram,
calls.
Oh man, put the mask back on.
I'm already getting calls. They said, we want to see him without his mask. I go, I don't know why. Why would you request that?
They're gonna need the solar eclipse glasses or whatever. They won't burn their eyes. So, all right. Hey, Gayam, a million thank yous for coming on, man. We appreciate it, man. Gombate.
Thank
you brought
so
the fight,
much.
Man.
Appreciate
we
you.
Appreciate it. We'll be right back to wrap
thank
everything
you,
up. Hang on, everybody.
You,
Gayam, make sure you check him out. June 2nd, big show. We'll be right
back.
Okay,
Bubby. God bless. Bye.
Man, doesn't Gayam know that we're Mexican? They'll kick us out of here. Hey, well, real quick, Mike, a big thanks, man, for Chris from Iron Hooks for coming on and talking about, you know, Lang Song Jiu-Jitsu and everything like that, man. We appreciate it. We're definitely going to go out there, check him out, so we can bring it to you live. So if you can't come down, you'll be able to hear it live. And, of course, Gayam for coming on last minute talking about the big show. Hey, they're going to keep going, man. Vito Fratelli against AJ and then, you know, Chivo Jr. making his debut or whatever. I think that's I'm going to have to definitely check that out. This time I won't be wrestling, so I can go check out the taco truck.
Exactly. You can go see Luce.
And Mike and I are going to
tacos.
Yeah, definitely. Mike and I are going to meet tomorrow. We're going to try to sew up as much as possible for the big July 13th show. But as we talked about, hey, man, Gayam might end up meeting AJ, you know, in that tournament or whatever. So he has to be ready. So we definitely look forward to that. We'll see everybody here next Tuesday, hopefully. Hopefully we can get we got to get somebody to sit in on the news because we need that unbiased opinion. Because, you know, WWE just makes me so disappointed. And now, honestly, AEW too, bro. It's like Squash Match City.
Well, I find myself watching WWE a little bit more now.
Oh,
not so
God.
Much NXT, but Raw. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to get just.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and switch up Michael Parks and make him Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. So just stay tuned, okay? I'm going to get him some John Cena gear. Next time you see him, he's going to have the John Cena headband, the wristbands. And
wow.
So just be.
Wow.
All right, Mike. I'll see you tomorrow, man. We'll keep everybody posted. How about that? Any last words before we let you get out of here?
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you guys next Tuesday night.
I was hoping that you go, ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Parks, and we'll see everybody real soon. All right.
We'll play tonight.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow, Mike. We'll see everybody here next Tuesday.
Sounds right.
All right, man.